Chapter 15. And in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Abijam became king over Judah. 3 years he reigned in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, the granddaughter of Abishalom. And he went on walking in all the sins of his father that he did prior to him. And his heart did not prove to be complete with Jehovah his God, like the heart of David his forefather. For on account of David, Jehovah his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem, by raising his son up after him and keeping Jerusalem in existence. Because David did what was right in the eyes of Jehovah, and he did not turn aside from anything that he had commanded him all the days of his life, only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And warfare itself took place between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. As for the rest of the affairs of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Judah? There was warfare also that took place between Abijam and Jeroboam. Finally Abijam lay down with his forefathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son began to reign in place of him. In the 20th year of Jeroboam, the king of Israel, Asa reigned as king of Judah. And 41 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And his grandmother's name was Maacah, the granddaughter of Abishalom. And Asa proceeded to do what was right in the eyes of Jehovah, like David his forefather. Accordingly, he had the male temple prostitutes pass out of the land, and removed all the dungy idols that his forefathers had made. As for even Maacah his grandmother, he went on to remove her from being lady, because she had made a horrible idol to the sacred pole, after which Asa cut down her horrible idol and burned it at the torrent valley of Kidron. And the high places he did not remove. Nevertheless, Asa's heart itself proved to be complete with Jehovah all his days. And he began to bring in the things made holy by his father, and the things made holy by himself into the house of Jehovah, silver and gold and articles. And warfare itself took place between Asa and Baasha, the king of Israel, all their days. So Baasha, the king of Israel, came up against Judah, and began to build Ramah, to allow no one to go out or come in to Asa, the king of Judah. At that, Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasures of the house of Jehovah and the treasures of the house of the king, and put them in the hand of his servants. And King Asa now sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimmon, the son of Hezion, the king of Syria, who was dwelling in Damascus, saying, "There is a covenant between me and you, between my father and your father. Here I have sent you a present of silver and gold. Come, do break your covenant with Baasha, the king of Israel, that he may withdraw from me." Accordingly, Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa and sent the chiefs of the military forces that were his against the cities of Israel, and went striking down Ijon and Dan and Abel-Beth-Maacah and all Kinnereth, as far as all the land of Naphtali. And it came about that as soon as Baasha heard of it, he immediately quit building Ramah, and continued dwelling in Tirzah. And King Asa, for his part, summoned all Judah. There was none exempt. And they proceeded to carry the stones of Ramah and the timbers of it, with which Baasha had been building. And King Asa began to build with them Geba in Benjamin and Mizpah. As for the rest of all the affairs of Asa and all his mightiness and all that he did and the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Judah? Only at the time of his growing old, he got diseased in his feet. Finally, Asa lay down with his forefathers and was buried with his forefathers in the city of David his forefather. And Jehoshaphat his son began to reign in place of him. As for Nadab the son of Jeroboam, he became king over Israel in the 2nd year of Asa the king of Judah, and he continued to reign over Israel 2 years. And he kept doing what was bad in the eyes of Jehovah, and went on walking in the way of his father, and in his sin with which he caused Israel to sin. And Baasha the son of Ahijah of the house of Issachar began to conspire against him, And Baasha got to strike him down at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, while Nadab and all Israel were besieging Gibbethon. So Baasha put him to death in the third year of Asa the king of Judah, and began to reign in place of him. And it came about that as soon as he became king, he struck down all the house of Jeroboam. He did not let anyone breathing remain of Jeroboam's until he had annihilated them, according to Jehovah's word that he had spoken by means of his servant Ahijah, the Shilonite, on account of the sins of Jeroboam, with which he sinned, and with which he caused Israel to sin, and by his offensiveness with which he offended Jehovah the God of Israel. As for the rest of the affairs of Nadab, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Israel? And warfare itself took place between Asa and Baasha, the king of Israel, all their days. In the third year of Asa the king of Judah, Baasha the son of Ahijah became king over all Israel and Tirzah for 24 years. And he kept doing what was bad in the eyes of Jehovah, and went walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin with which he caused Israel to sin.